Hey, what is up, everybody? This is Rob Rivera.
And this is Rob Rucha.
And you're listening to the Robcast Podcast. Welcome to the Robcast Podcast, Episode 3 in Season 2. Thank you for all who have listened to the first two episodes with Mr. Rob Scallon, and then
the Rob's episode,
and then the Rob's.
Well, there was a Rob episode, and then there was just
there was a Rob
episode.
Yeah, it was all Rob the first two episodes. Said there was an extra Rob on the first episode.
Well, what's the show called?
Robcast Podcast.
No, we had to start season two with as much Rob as possible.
Exactly. Maybe we have to start season three with another Rob too.
We got to find another Rob. Rob Flynn.
Rob Flynn could
be
good
cool
one.
To have
yeah,
him on.
Hopefully he'll come on.
It'd be another Rob.
We'll see. We'll see what he's got going on. But
yeah.
All right. This week we have the lovely, beautiful, and talented Mixie from Stitched Up Heart. We definitely excited to talk to her. We've played a couple of shows with them over the years. Recently we played with them in Belvedere at the Apollo Theater, and then me and her got to talking and. Very insightful. She was very pleasant to talk to. I don't usually talk to many people on the road, you know, like that in a conversation like that. And she was just fun to talk to. It's just a beautiful personality, you know. And she's just a good person all together and overall. And I liked her plans that she has, like for the band. And we're definitely going to get into all that. So without further ado, let's call Miss Mixie.
Hi.
Mixie?
Hello.
It's Rob. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing very good. Did you put the makeup on?
No. I was like, good. Yeah, because when I'm home, I do not want to wear makeup. Because you're on the road, I always have to wear makeup, like everywhere.
I thought it was funny. You thought it was video. You're like, oh, wait, I got to put on makeup.
Yeah, because you don't want to see this mug without some foundation.
Oh. I understand. Well, thank you for being on the show. Really appreciate it. I have my partner, who is also named Rob, here.
Hello.
Hi, Robin Rob.
Yeah. Robin Rob.
Yeah, I'm Rob Bubba with two B's, and he has one B. So,
Rob squared.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks again for joining us on the Robcast Podcast. Ever since we spoke at that show we just did recently in Belvedere, it's like in my head, like, you know, I should put her on the show. And the one thing I wanted to talk to you about, and I actually listened to the song for the first time today, is your collaboration with Sully. How did that come about?
It's quite a story, actually. It just passed 500,000 views today, so I literally just posted that song. That's so funny that you mentioned it.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, Sully has, I met him a couple years ago, about 2 years, 2.5 years ago, and we were supposed to collaborate on something. We were kind of just throwing paint and seeing what we could come up with together to write together. And we didn't end up using those songs because we wrote 70 songs for this new record that's coming out.
Awesome.
So we really we're super, super, super picky on everything. And eventually we wanted to do something together, and it didn't happen until the very end of the writing session, which was about a year ago. I don't want to pull that card, you know, I don't want to ask favors for people, because I always feel weird about that. But so I finally mustered up the courage and texted him, and I was like, I have a really weird question and it's really awkward to ask. And he's like, you can ask me anything. So I was like, well, would you want to sing on a song? Send, you know, and he's like, as long as it's the right song. And you know, we went back and forth over whether or not we were all going to do a cover or yada, yada, yada. And finally, after the album was finally finished, I was listening to Lost, and I realized there's a really cool instrumental breakdown, kind of heavier part in the song, and it could use some vocals over it. And I was like, actually, this would be really cool with Sully singing over it. So I sent it to management. They gave me thumbs up, sent it to Sully, thumbs up. And he really dug the song. So I was actually kind of nervous to show him, because I know how picky he is about music. And he really liked the song. So I was like, okay, cool. So then I'm like, all right, now how do I get the guy in the studio, you know? So finally, he hit me up a couple weeks in. And he's like, hey, we're building a studio. Godsmack Studios moving down to Nashville so the bands can go there and record and stuff like that. And I can fly you out here and then we can finish doing this song, because I don't want to just email my voice. It's just not as sentimental, you know? So I flew to Nashville. The studio wasn't ready and I was there and I was like the last minute that night. And he's like, they still haven't finished, you know, everything that needs to be done in here. So I don't know if this is going to get done. And I had to leave the next morning. So I was like, I don't know what to do. So I hit up management. They called every producer in Nashville. I mean, there's only like 1,000 of them or so, yeah, right?
There's a lot there for sure.
So we found like 3 people that are willing to track the vocals. We went into some random guy's place and he sang on the track. And then after we were leaving, Sully's like, well, so who's going to sing my part? And I'm like, you know, one of the guys in the band, or like if we're on the road, maybe somebody in the other bands can do it, you know, preferably you. And, sure. And, you know, so then the tour happened after that and then it turned into a video. And because I was also like, how are we doing a video with this, you know? So they have this really great photographer on tour with them, with Godsmack. Her name's Paris.
Paris Vasoni.
Yeah,
I know her well. She is awesome.
Yep. And I was like, how would you feel about just filming some live stuff throughout the tour? And, you know, then it all came together. And now we're at 500,000 views in like a month or two, I think.
Awesome. Now, was that song sent to radio, or is it just something you just released on YouTube?
So we didn't do a full-blown radio campaign on it. The timing was just weird. So we really only gave it to some of the stations that were really, really tight with and really wanted to spin the song. So it just kind of sat in the charts at, I don't know, between 41 and 46. Okay. It have some really, really close friends in radio that wanted to spin it. So it
yeah, was... we're the same way. We have our go-to stations, you know, every time we have a new song and they're always willing to spin it. So I definitely relate there. But, and you guys did a tour with Godsmack, correct?
Yeah, Godsmack and Volbeat in May. It was awesome.
And Sully came out every night to do the song, or is it just choice nights?
Yeah, so at first, we hadn't even rehearsed the song together. So we played like 6 shows. And you know how sometimes those big arena tours, there's a lot of like getting ready and making sure the lights and the fire and everything's running.
Yeah. Yeah.
Correctly. So we could never get into sound check together. Like we didn't get a sound check until like maybe 7 shows in, because it was just crazy. Mm-hmm. So finally we got a sound check in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Was like 8 shows in, because he's like, I don't want to go up there if we haven't even rehearsed it together, you know? So finally he came up there, and then the next night, so we had a friend of ours that was on the road that was totally down to sing his part. So luckily he would come up there every night, and he looked kind of like Head from Korn. So everybody kept thinking that like Head was coming up.
Are you talking about Cody?
Yeah, Cody Carlton.
I know Cody.
Yeah. And I think he was at the show that we played together.
Yeah.
And so he was like, Sully, don't worry. I got this, man. If you need to rest your voice, like, it's totally cool. So there was the second show, Sully got stuck in an interview, and he realized the second show that he finally had, like, come up to sing on, he realized that that we were about to play the song. So he, like, left the interview, ran to the stage. But by the time he was just about to hop on the stage, Cody had already, like, jumped up there. And, like, he had a mic ready to go every single night, you know?
Yeah.
So it was really funny. And then afterwards, I'm like, what the heck, dude? Like, second show, we're actually finally going to do this? And he told me the whole story, but it was pretty funny. But every other night, he came up there and sang with us, except another night when Cody begged him to sing.
That's funny. Well, that's cool. I mean, it's awesome to have a guy as respected as Sully, with a massive radio history and success.
Yeah,
to be on your track, that definitely never hurts, and always helps the brand when somebody, you know, a friend with that kind of success comes and helps.
Yeah,
helps you,
I think,
you know?
Actually, you know, Sully sang on Saint Asonia's song as well right now. That's hitting the charts.
Yeah, he did. I haven't heard it, but I know that he did.
I figured I'd plug that because he's always been really cool too.
Yeah. Now, when we spoke too at that show, we were talking about kind of like what you're doing. You have a new record that's recorded already, correct?
Yep, the whole thing's done.
So you guys are just planning to do, basically, you're on the current cycle, or your cycle begins when the record comes out, or how are you working those plans?
It's really weird right now because we're friends with people and we want to be out on the road. Yeah. And like we don't, the album's not technically supposed to be starting promoting until next year. So as we release, you know, a song here and there and start building momentum again, then I think next year's going to be the big, you know, Never Come Home tour.
Well, Mixie, thank you so much for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. I'm glad we were able to cover a lot of your new record. I think that's...
Yeah, I really appreciate you even thinking of me. I think you're the coolest. Okay, so.
I am the coolest.
You are.
All right. That was some nice information about all things Stitched Up Heart.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. She's got a track out, or they've got a track out right now with Sully
from Lost.
Yeah, it's called Lost, and it was interesting to hear how that came about, and that's kind of a cool.
And props to Sully to go sing with them. You know, they're not, you know, not the same size band, smaller band.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool that he did that. You know, and
well, and I liked what she said about it. Is like he, as long as it's the right song, he'll sing on it.
Yeah, and the part that he sang on actually was perfect. He sang on the bridge.
And it's funny that when we were listening to the song before we even started talking with her, I was like, okay, where's Sully? Where's Sully? And then you're like, maybe he's in the bridge. And sure enough, there's the bridge, and it's like, Sully.
There he is.
You know, it's like perfect position, predictable in a sense, but good way. You know, not like boring, but, you know, you wait for that moment if you're a fan of Godsmack or Sully in general. You know, it's like, because I know he's got solo stuff out too. So he's a songwriter. He's not just... that guy in Godsmack.
Yeah, and that chorus, that's super catchy.
Yeah, so it's going to be a good track for them. And I think that they're kind of following along that same line that we've talked about in the past, where artists are no longer, you know, putting whole records out at once, but just going track by track, kind of building momentum, keeping interest, kind of taking a little bit of a cue from the way that YouTube content creators are doing, where they're constantly delivering content weekly or monthly, where people are expecting it instead of having to wait a year for an album.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe that's something that, you know, you guys, after getting off of, you know, like a regime of what you've done in your life, which is write, record, tour. You know, it's like it's like when you're in the shampoo and it's like lather, rinse, repeat. You know, that's what you've done for 20 some years. And I think that model may be, you know, not dead, but it's time to kind of move that model around and maybe allow you guys to put music out whenever you want, you know.
I agree.
And they're able to do that now. And they've got a record done, and they were, like she said, they had like 70 songs written or something like that to go into making a record.
Oh my God, yeah.
That's what you need. And then you can just start going, think about it, if you had 70 songs, that's almost 2 years you could go with weekly releases of material.
Pretty much.
Like, hey, here's a song this week, next week, here's a song, next week, here's a song. And then after a year, you're still got 20-some songs left. So a year and a half of every week, you could release a new song. And people would be so intrigued because there's no time to wait. Like recently, Tool released the album, you know, after 13 years of not having an album out.
Mm-hmm.
It took 13 years for them to put an album out because of whatever reasons, fine. Great, it's a good record, it's Tool, I love Tool. But if they took that approach, there'd be 1,300 Tool songs out by now, you know, like if they did like, you know, one a month or one a week.
It's definitely a good record.
Yeah.
I've been reading a lot of negative stuff about it because it took 13 years.
And people were expecting something that was like so monumentally different. But then if that happened, you'd get all the hardcore Tool fans going, oh, what did they do? You know, like you can't win.
I think it sounds exactly like Tool.
It should sound like Tool. Yeah. That's what Tool is. If they wanted to do something different, they can. There's Pussifer, there's Perfect Circle, there's all these different things that they could go do, you know, but they don't need to. When they're Tool, they're Tool.
The record is good.
Yeah.
I had a really good time listening to it. And what's that, Sempest?
Sempest. And I think that's how it's pronounced. It's got a 7 and then E-M-P-E-S-T.
That track is
sick. The song
sick.
Is really cool
that
and
catchy.
That
track is sick.
Yeah.
That is really good. So, but anyway.
Back to Stitched Up Heart.
Yeah,
we got a little sidetracked.
That's okay. We're allowed to do that.
We run this show.
We're happy to have Mixie, and we want to thank her so much for coming on and, you know, letting us know all things Stitched Up Heart and all the new happenings in their band. Like, they're going out on tour with Steel Panther. Check it out this fall.
Yeah, that should be cool.
That'll be real cool.
That's got to be entertaining.
Yeah, so
they're going to have to step up. I know they put on a pretty entertaining show already, but you can't compete with
Steel Panther's
Steel
good.
Panther's
Steel Panther's just good.
Throw down, yeah.
Yeah, Steel Panther's amazing. Amazing live.
So yeah, we should maybe play the lost track. Should
yeah.
We try to see if we could do that.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
We're going to play that track that she collaborated with Sully.
And then that's going to end the show, so.
And if she says no, then we're just going to edit it out.
Yeah. Yeah, so that ends the show.
That's
listen
been
to
another
Lost
episode.
By Stitched Up Heart featuring Sully Erna from Godsmack. See you next week.
Enjoy. Thanks so much for listening to the Robcast Podcast. Be sure and subscribe to get notified on future episodes. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Robcast Podcast. And feel free to send us comments and suggestions at robcastpodcast@gmail.com.